the evidence here today that Donegal put in serious work in their camp since the league ended.
Listen, Donegal looked like it. They looked like a team that are in good shape. What was really important for Donegal was, you know, on the back of two bad championship performances last year against Tyrone and Galway, that they now have this back. They're back in a winning way, so they are, and they can really look forward to the next month or so where they take on Derry. They have to look that they can win that, and they can push the whole way on to an Ulster final. And this is a big, big win for Donegal. I know there was a bit of trepidation and all of that, but they were so far superior, and it was a really, really encouraging performance from Donegal all over the field today.
You can hear the full-time whistle in the crowd and the effects, Mike. Donegal have won this. It's finished on a full-time score, 220 to 115. A really, really solid performance by Donegal. They're going to meet Derry now in 2 weeks' time in the quarter-final, Brendan, and there's a lot of positives, as you said here in McCool Park today. But if there was any wee negatives or any wee things that would worry you, what would they be?
Well, listen, there was a period in the first half where Cavan were able to run at the Donegal defence, and they did create openness. They had a goal chance and a couple of other chances. So Donegal still have that problem, and that persisted throughout the league. Runners coming from deep that weren't tagged. I was specifically watching Hugh McFadden, and he did an awful lot of that good work today, chasing people back, making sure that they weren't untagged. And while they have improved it somewhat, they need to up that level all the time, because when you come up against the big guns like, you know, the Tyrones or the Monaghans or the Mayos, Galways, Kerrys, Dublin down the line, they'll pulverise you if you don't close them gaps down. But overall, it was a really, really encouraging display from all over the field from Donegal, and they'll go out, they'll be happy now that they're preparing for the Derry game in 2 weeks' time. Derry relegated to Division 4 on the last day of the season against Sligo this year, you know, so Donegal really just keep the heads right. Treat the game as they treated this game today and go in the right frame of mind, and they should have too much for Derry too to push on.
Did this performance by the young guns surprise you today?
Not at all, no. I haven't seen these guys play for the last number of years. They're quality footballers, so they are. We always knew they were quality footballers. You know, if Michael Lang and Kieran Thompson, Owen Band, Keelan Ward, these guys, they really have what it takes. But people have to understand too that it takes a bit of time, that, you know, every game they go out is going to be a learning process for them. So people have to have that bit of patience and bit of time with them, but they're developing superbly, and it's really, really encouraging the way the team merged between the more experienced players, which was up the core of the team today, with Neil McGee, Frank McGlynn, Michael Murphy in the middle of the park, even Huey, we call him experienced at this stage. Patrick, while it didn't happen for him early in the game, he still ended up at 4 points, but it was the flank players then that were coming in and creating, you know, that Cavan were putting so much emphasis on maybe stopping these other guys that had opened up gaps for the other players.
Yeah. Some would say that this was probably, if Donegal are going to make an Ulster final, that this could possibly have been the trickiest tie for them. But
yeah,
and given the Cavan's league performance.
Absolutely, you'd have to agree with that. Cavan came up from Division 2 into Division 1, like, you know, and were pretty impressive through the league. But that just shows you, and I mentioned there a couple of minutes ago, the difference in standard in Division 2 and Division 1. Donegal have competed at the top level against the top guns all year, and that bore fruit for them today.
Yeah, and now it's about building on this performance, so it is, and trying to get it another similar show in the next day out.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, they tidy up them couple of tweaks, tweak them few things, track the runners coming from deep. Donegal have good footballers all over the field. They've a couple of players to come back from injury too, you know.
Oran and Paddy.
Like, you take Oran McNeilis and Paddy McGrath back into that team again, and they're two fantastic footballers that are able to use. Marty Riley wasn't there today, Martin McElhenney, Tony Thompson, you know. So yeah, there are more players to come back into this team to strengthen the squad, and that's going to be the big thing this year, Oisín, is, you know, the strength of your squad, and the fact that he got a four or five more lads off the bench today, got a bit of game time, that'll help them along too.
Just finally then, name your man of the match for today.
Well, you know, I'm going to pick Michael Murphy as my man of the match. You know, I just really thought he was superb around the middle, and he really controlled the game. That doesn't take away from the quality of the performance that we got from the other players that I mentioned previously. But to me, you just look at Michael and the heart and the soul that he plays it, and the skill, and he is just everywhere. I remember at one stage down the second half where Cavan had cut an incision in the defence, and next thing, he was back making the last man tackle, only Michael Murphy back in his own, and on the, in the small square. The work rate of him is phenomenal.